Just about every child wonders at some point how other species and even other humans perceive colors. Do a blue sky and white clouds look the same to everyone who isn't colorblind? Sure, we humans all have pretty much the same eye structure, but in the same way that a joke could be hilarious to one person but fall flat to an identical twin, maybe colors look different to different people too. I was pretty sure I had a good handle on color. I've always been able to appreciate the different shades of red in a scarlet tanager, northern cardinal, and ruby-throated hummingbird, and I love the lovely tropical green of a chestnut-sided warbler in autumn and the subtle shades of pinks and purples in a common grackle in full sunlight. But now that I've had one of my cataracts removed, I'm discovering that the colors I see are different through that eye with its crystal clear lens than through the eye still obscured with the cataract. I'll be getting the second eye done on Wednesday, but during this interim period, I can actually use the magic of Photoshop to make two copies of the same photo and use a color slider to show how the eye with the cataract sees the same thing. Meanwhile, last week the British Ecological Society published a paper in Methods in Ecology and Evolution titled Quantitative Color Pattern Analysis, a comprehensive framework for the analysis of color patterns in nature. We humans and many primates are trichromatic, meaning we have three kinds of cones in our retinas, sensitive to red, blue, and green hues. Most mammals, including dogs and cats, are dichromatic, with just blue and green sensing cones in their eyes. Arctic reindeer have a special cone that detects the UV light that lichen emit. Bees are trichromatic but also pick up UV light. Many insects, fish, reptiles, and birds have four kinds of cones, and the mantis shrimp can have up to 16 kinds. Color perception is important for such essential tasks as detecting prey animals and vegetation types, noticing predators, and signaling their own kind for competitive, mating, or flocking purposes. To better understand the function of color signals in nature, the researchers developed quantitative analytic frameworks to estimate how animal and plant color patterns appear against natural backgrounds as viewed by ecologically relevant species. The program they developed takes a photo of how we see something and adds brilliant colors to the areas outside our own visual spectrum. Of course, they're restricted to using colors within the wavelengths we can see, so it's just a visual representation to help our understanding, not at all the way animals actually see the world. Our imaginations really are limited to the colors within our own spectrum. The photos they produced are brilliantly wonderful, but the popular press picking up those photos are saying, quote, "This is how birds see the world," and quote, "This software shows you exactly how different animals view the world," when it isn't. We have no idea what colors look like outside our own visual range. So although this wonderful work is important and cool, it simply does not show how birds see the world. Until we humans can evolve retinas with more kinds of cone cells, the colors birds and other animals see will ever remain a mystery to us mere humans. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.